Well, just as the BC government is revamping the school system to train people more for jobs and trades, the College of New Caledonia is downsizing its trades training. Randall Height speaks for CNC in Prince George.
We've had to go to a blended model. There was obviously some fiscal challenges both at the school district and at CNC neither one of us could afford to subsidize some of the dual credit programs that we were doing. So they're going to see some more blended classes. So there could be, say, for example, 6 CTC students might be in a welding class with some other students as well, rather than just in a cohort by themselves. But there are also possibilities to have cohorts of high school students if there are 14 or more that are interested in a program.
That's Randall Height, who speaks for CNC in Prince George. For his reaction, I'm joined in our Prince George studio by Jim Rose. Back in the day, he founded the college's trades training program called the Career Technical Center, and he's with us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What is your reaction to this blended model, the change to trades training at CNC?
Well, first of all, I'd like the listening public to understand what the CTC is. It's a program where high school students can access the college and trades programs one semester in grade 11, one semester in grade 12, and it's had lots of success.
So it's training future tradespeople.
It's training future, and it's not just training them, but it's got a proven history because I've been involved since about 1990. My reaction to a blended model is it's not going to be as successful as having a cohort group. The students going into the college, it's a major adjustment for them.
So you got high school students.
High school students
going
into
the college. Yep.
A cohort group is all high school students in a class. A blended model is where students are mixed in with the regular intake, and that creates some real challenges. Difference in age, difference in attitudes. One of the biggest successes of the CTC in Prince George is that there's a process over 2 semesters where they can adjust to the college environment and be successful, whereas bringing them in for basically one semester in a blended model, it's not that it can't be done, but we in Prince George have a unique program with a proven history, and other areas of the province that have tried working with blended models have done so with mixed success.
So in the system that you helped set up, a group of high school students would all go together to the college, they'd take their trades training courses together, and they'd be there to kind of support each other and keep that sort of high school atmosphere. Now they're going to take these high school kids and put them in with whoever else is wanting training in welding.
That's correct. And another thing that's beneficial here is when a high school student comes in, they come in through a fairly tight selection process, whereas with the general public coming in, it's kind of a mixed bag. There isn't the same criteria.
What is it going to mean for future tradespeople, the loss of this special program for high school students?
Well, when I hear on the radio from the government, from industry, the needs for skilled labor, the critical need for skilled labor, and if we, you know, at this particular time, if we're slowing down and changing the emphasis, bottom line is there won't be the same number of students going through. Just to give you one example, in a welding program, each year we have 16 students go through, graduate from the program, go back to their high school, and the retention going on to industry is very, very high. And there's a constant need for new people going out into those areas and so on. And it's gonna slow things down when we really need this skilled labor.
So it's a steady stream. Every year you're going to get the new high school students in. Now perhaps parents might even be more reluctant to let their kids go into a college class with all kinds of other older students.
Well, that's one of my fears for sure.
Over the years, how much success have you had in getting your students into trades, into apprenticeships, into jobs?
Very much so. Part of that success is with this program, As I mentioned earlier, they're selected into the program. They're guided through. They've got excellent instruction at the college. But another key piece is they go out and they get summer work experience. So between grades 11 and grade 12, that's confirmed their first semester at the college, taking the program that they're taking, whether it's carpentry, joinery, or electrical, electronics, whatever the program, man, it confirms that they're in the right type of program. But it also gives industry a chance to, in a way, test drive some students to see what's coming out there. And they're really getting the buy-in. I'm going to give you one quick example. Canfor has taken students in for summer work placements in a variety of different trades. And they've been using that as a marketing and a recruiting process, and it's worked out very well. And they're very much interested in what's going on with this particular program. Right now, they're running a group of elementary school students through. They come in, they do hands-on training in the different shop classes, and it's a way of bringing students, young students, making them aware of what trades are, giving them some hands-on skills, planting some seeds.
The BC government, of course, announcing this week their big plan, Skills for Jobs Blueprint. It sounds like you've already helped set up some amazing programs. What's your feeling that at this time those programs are being cut?
Very frustrated, very, very frustrated. I've met with our local MLAs, both of them, and I must say they have been very supportive in the past, and they're still supportive of the concept of the CTC. This is a Cadillac CTC program. It's kind of the role model that other districts are looking at to set up. So what's my feeling? Very disappointed. I know that the college and the school district is trying to get their heads together. It seems to come back to trying to get the funding to make this whole thing work. And there's three funding partners here. There's the school district, there's the college, and there's the ITA. And part of what I can see as the problem is the ITA, the Industry Training Authority is saying, we're not going to fund a dual credit program. We'll fund basically part of it. So it's taking away. So it comes down, bottom line is it comes down to issues around funding.
That seems to be a reoccurring theme here this morning. Jim Rose, fascinating to hear about your work and this program. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Jim Rose, the founder of the Career Technical Center at the College of New Caledonia, which brought in groups of eager high school students each year to train in the trades at CNC. As you're hearing, the college cutting that program and will put interested high school students and all other college trade students together in one class. Jim Rose, of course, worried it'll mean a loss of high school students in the program. Love to hear what you have to say. Daybreak North at cbc.ca.